This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Legislation to ban UPF's advances. California is number one in biogas. And dairy groups in Washington get together. Now, here's a programming note. AgriPulse Daybreak West won't publish tomorrow. That's in honor of Independence Day. We'll be back on Monday, July 7th, and hope you have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Senate Committee advances ultra-processed food ban. A bill to ban ultra-processed foods in schools has cleared the California Senate Education Committee. The bipartisan bill, introduced by Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel, a Democrat of Encino, directs the California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment to define ultra-processed foods and identify particularly harmful ones to be phased out of public schools. Our public schools should not be serving students UPF food products filled with chemical additives that can harm their physical and mental health and interfere with their ability to learn, Gabriel said. The bill defines UFPs as those containing one or more specific functional ingredients. That includes colors, flavors, sweeteners, emulsifiers, and thickening agents. OEHHA's assessment would look at whether peer-reviewed evidence has linked certain UPFs to cancer, cardiovascular disease, metabolic disorders, neurological or behavioral issues, and other health harms. The bill cleared the state assembly in June. SNAP carve-out annoys House R's. House Agriculture Committee Republicans are not happy with some of the Senate changes to the SNAP reconciliation provisions, but they say other parts of the Republicans' bill outweigh those concerns. Senate reconciliation bill slightly scaling back the House state cost share requirement by lowering the range requiring states to pay into the program and not imposing costs on states with SNAP error rates below 6%. A last-minute change of the Senate text also gives states with some of the highest error rates 2 additional years before the cost share kicks in. I don't think they should have done it, but they did it, said Representative Austin Scott of Georgia, that of the delayed implementation. The other parts of the bill are more important than that. Representative Doug Lamoff of California worries it could disincentivize states with higher error rates to take action. But House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson said states will still need to take action, or they risk a very high cost share after the 2 years. He added states must pay penalties to USDA for persistently high error rates. Still, Lamoff hopes Congress will come back to the state cost share issue and potentially move it closer to the House proposal in future reconciliation or farm bill efforts. Now, for the latest on the bill, you can go to AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EU expects trade pact before tariff deadline, but watching for retaliation. European Union is heading into trade talks between Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič and senior U.S. officials today, hopeful of securing a deal. We do have the sense that we won't necessarily have a fully comprehensive final agreement in the next week. What we may have is kind of a framework from which we have certain baseline components, including potentially a baseline tariff. And then here will be further sectorial negotiations to work out details for the rest, that Olaf Gill, trade spokesperson for the European Commission, speaking with reporters in Brussels yesterday. Gill added that while nothing is set in stone, that is our expectation. A European Commission official said the two sides reaching agreement on a set of principles for further discussion is, quote, the likeliest outcome ahead of next week's deadline. Now, take note. A Commission official also stressed that if a deal doesn't come together and the EU chooses to retaliate, it could pursue novel countermeasures if potential countermeasures on goods fail to yield any good result. Then we switch to services. That hasn't been done before, the official said. We are not afraid of that possibility. California leads in biogas production. California dairy producers are driving the state's number one in the nation biogas production. That according to a report from the American Biogas Council. ABC says that in the past 5 years, U.S. dairy farmers more than doubled the amount of methane captured from manure and converted into biogas using anaerobic digesters. California, which also is tops in dairy production, led the way. The great progress by our dairy farmers in trapping waste gas and putting it to beneficial use is something all Americans can celebrate, ABC Executive Director Patrick Surfass said. Biogas systems help improve our food system by providing nutrient-rich, odor-free fertilizers, increasing farm sustainability, and helping to keep air and water clean in rural communities. ABC said California could more than double its current production of energy from biogas. Biogas is produced from decomposing organic matter like cow manure and can be used for heating, cooking, electricity generation, and transportation fuel. The byproduct of biogas production, called digestate, can be used as a nutrient-rich fertilizer. Dairy West and Dairy Farmers of Washington joining forces. The boards of Dairy West and Dairy Farmers of Washington announced they'll be joining forces in a partnership to promote and represent the industry in the western U.S. The combined organizations will represent dairy producers in Utah, Idaho, and Washington. Additionally, Dairy West announced that Steve Seppi will be the organization's new CBO. Seppi has decades of experience in commodity checkoff work and recently served as executive director of Dairy Farmers of Washington. The Northwest is positioned to lead with the people, innovation, and vision to make it happen, said Seppi. I'm excited to build on that momentum and help shape a future for dairy defined by smart investment, strong partnerships, and shared success. In terms of national milk production, Idaho ranks fourth, Washington 10th, Utah comes in at 20th. That according to the USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service. Del Monte files for bankruptcy. Food processing giant Del Monte Foods filed for bankruptcy this week, calling the action, quote, part of an overall strategic balance sheet restructuring in a statement released Tuesday. Del Monte said it had begun voluntary Chapter 11 proceedings in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of New Jersey. In its statement, Del Monte says it secured $165 million in funding to maintain ongoing and ordinary operations while it seeks a buyer. Del Monte, based in Walnut Creek, California, is one of the world's largest food processing companies, generating over $1.7 billion in annual sales. Founded in 1886, it is known for its packaged fruit and vegetable products. The company touts that close to 95% of the food it processes is grown by 500 U.S. family farms, less than 100 miles from the farm to the factory. Del Monte has factories in California, Washington State, and Wisconsin. Here's today's final word. After a thorough evaluation of all available options, we determined a court-supervised sale process as the most effective way to accelerate our turnaround and create a stronger and enduring Del Monte Foods. That Del Monte President and CEO, Greg Longstreet. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 3rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.